Monday, March 4th, 2024. Hello everyone, this is Come Follow Me Radio from Japan. This week, we will learn 2 Nephi chapters 20 through 25. I'd like to quote from the textbook of Come Follow Me. We rejoice in Christ. The writings of Isaiah include strong warnings, but they also offer hope and joy. This is one reason Nephi included them in his record. I write some of the words of Isaiah, he said, that whoso shall see these words may lift up their hearts and rejoice. In a sense, the invitation to read Isaiah's writings is an invitation to rejoice. You can take delight, as Nephi did, in Isaiah's prophecies about the gathering of Israel, the coming of the Messiah, and the peace promised to the righteous. You can rejoice to live in the prophesied day when the Lord had set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel. When you thirst after righteousness, you can with joy draw water out of the wells of salvation. In other words, you can rejoice in Christ.
That's a great message. Nephi loved the words of Isaiah, because when he reads the book of Isaiah, he felt joy. So he wants us to do so, and we can learn many things, especially about our days, great days, the last dispensation before the coming of the second coming of Christ. And we can learn many promises for our salvation and the gathering of Israel, and especially the atonement of our Savior and the Redeemer. I know and testify that Jesus is the Christ. He liveth. He will come to the earth with great glory as the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, with all angels. Joseph Smith saith, the prophet of the restoration. The Book of Mormon is true. President Russell M. Nelson is a known as prophet. Heavenly Father really loves us because we are his children. We can become like him through his plan and through the atonement of Christ. In the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.